order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning, bud. Here at the American Media Network, and with us this morning is Mike Hansen. And the name may not mean much to you, but I hope you'll want to get his book, which we do carry. It's on the Bohemian Grove. Now, what in heaven's name is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a spot where the people who rule the world get together and have a feigned human sacrifice before a symbol of Lucifer, the great owl, Moloch. And, of course, we have their writings, their more or less secret writings, which are never to be released to us common people. We got them at rather great expense. But they do, they're more or less just biographical of the various meetings. But on the cover page, just inside the cover, is one page, and all it says is, "We revere the owl." Most people have never seen the owl. They may have seen pictures of it. And those pictures were primarily or probably taken by our guest this morning, Mike Hansen. Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning. I'm sure it's pretty early out there in California.
Oh, it is, but then this program is being broadcast primarily in Colorado at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock drive time, excellent time. We have listeners in Denver, in Fort Collins, in Boulder, in Wisconsin, in the adjacent states, Wyoming, so we have a lot of people listening, and then they're listening on the internet as well. So,
well, you're pretty big here in Texas,
how
also,
it was
Dr.
that
Sam.
You came to actually go to the Bohemian Grove.
Well, I'm Mike Hansen, and I was Alex Jones's producer and cameraman for over 13 years. In his early years, I did over 500. TV shows as the producer of his TV show, and also on most of the early films when you see him confronting different people, I was the cameraman behind the scenes. And I've always been kind of behind the scenes, Dr. Stan. It's just been recently since I wrote the book that I had to come out and do some of these radio shows to get the word out. And when we were rebuilding in 1999, we were rebuilding the Branch Davidian Church for the Branch Davidians that were burned out of their home, in 1993 and murdered. Most of their children were murdered in 1993, April 19th. We were rebuilding the church, and these World of Wonder, which they're out of the U.K., his name is John Ronson, came to Alex and asked Alex about the Bohemia Grove. And back in 1999, we didn't know much about the Bohemia Grove at the time. You know, we've heard of some of these other ones. There's been people like Mary Moore that's been protesting this place for 25, 30 years. But at the time, I didn't know anything about the Bohemia Grove. I've heard about the different ceremonies and stuff, but I didn't really know much about the Bohemia Grove at the time. And they asked Alex if he would try to infiltrate the place and get footage where they could put it on their show in the UK. It was kind of blocked out here because most of the people that go to the Bohemia Grove are kind of in control of the media, even up to Walter Cronkite. He's part of that bunch too. Of course, he's dead now. So that's how we became interested in trying to infiltrate and get footage out of the Bohemia Grove.
All right,
back in 1999.
Well, what is the Bohemian Grove? Why is it important?
Well, it's 2,700 acres, and it's a well-guarded, secluded forest retreat of mostly the ruling class. It's kind of where the ruling class people go to bond. They kind of go there to do stuff like, really, kind of like the atomic bomb, Star Wars, if you remember that back in the 80s, you know, it was talked about there before, you know, it was conceived to the public. And, you know, most of the largest companies, the CEOs of the largest companies are members there. Most of your government people, even down to like Colin Powell, there's not that many blacks there. Colin Powell is a member of the Bohemia Grove. And, you know, even people like out there where you're from, like Clint Eastwood, you wouldn't think that he was a part of that bunch, but he is. George W. Bush and his father, people like that. Even Dick Cheney, Gerald Ford, Bill Clinton, we don't think he's a member, but he visited there. And just even people that you wouldn't think about, Ronald Reagan, David Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller, you know, that type of people, you know, people that you hear about every day in your life. So when you think about somebody doing a sacrifice to a great stone, 40-foot stone owl, I call it the demon owl with the horns, you wouldn't think those type of people would do, you know, those type of things. Just recently, a couple years ago, Alex Jones ran into David Gergen in New York City and asked him about the Bohemia Grove, and he got really upset and said that we weren't gentlemen for infiltrating that place and getting the word out to the public about this ceremony they do out there. And he's on TV all the time, if you know who I'm talking about, David Gergen.
But he had even written in one of his own writings that he left it because of the homosexual activity. What was exact is his phrases?
The exact quotes in the book, and I know which one you're talking about, he didn't like some of the stuff that went on there, and he had mentioned it in some of his a book that he wrote. We have the exact quote in the book. The book is very, very well documented on all these quotes and in the history of the Grove. We had many, many experts to get the history in the book.
Most of the presidents belong. I know that Herbert Hoover belonged. I think he was a 4-star Army general, I do. I do go to meetings regularly. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, our guest this morning is Mike Hansen, who back in 1999, along with Alex Jones, infiltrated the Bohemian Grove and brought us information on what really goes on there. And, of course, they have there a feigned human sacrifice. And supposedly they make believe that they are sacrificing a human being. There was a figure that they sacrificed. You can hear the figure screaming for mercy on the loudspeaker. And the leaders of America don their capes and their hoods and hold their candles and enter into the chanting as they carry out this sacrifice of care. And suddenly now they're relieved for all of the cares that they have. These are the men who lead America, but behind it are powerful spiritual implications because, of course, they revere the owl. The owl is the symbol and always has been of Moloch. They have a 40-foot owl. And the presidents of the United States and Henry Kissinger and the leaders of our nation, the people who control the media, meet here for 2 to 3 weeks every year and go through the same identical ceremony, bond with one another, the financial leaders, the political leaders, the media leaders. Here is where they meet and join together in their common goal. Go right ahead, Mike.
Well, we snuck in on July 15th, the year 2000.
2000.
We were approached in 1999. To do it. This is actually, you know, I kind of call it the secret room where they discuss, not only do they discuss the future of the, I guess they call us the cattle out here, but, you know, they're able to change the course of history. That's how powerful these men are. And they've been doing this since way back in 1872. So, you know, who would think that for over 100-some-odd years that you have these men that we know, we see on television every day, and we read them in the paper every day, that they're out there doing all these, I would call them unchristian things in the woods of Northern California, 75 miles from San Francisco.
All right, well, tell us how you got in. How were you and Alex actually able to sneak in? You'd met Mary Moore. We actually have interviewed Mary several times. She's on our four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, along with several other people who have been there or have been actually in the Grove. Incidentally, just this last week, the Bohemian Library, the library for the Bohemian Grove, ordered a copy of our four-tape set, so they want to have one. You should have one as well. But we interviewed Mary Moore, and what did she tell you about it, and how you might be able to get in.
Well, Mary Moore of the Bohemia Grove Action Network, she's been involved in that for, I guess by now it's been 30 years. And I understand since being on your program last night that she's having a big protest this year, July 14th of this year, 2012. So they're going to be up there again protesting the Bohemia Grove. Of course, they're going to be on public land. I wouldn't recommend anybody trespassing on their private property like we did. And that leads me into my disclaimer before I tell my story. You know, we do document in the book about a Richard McCassell that heard Alex talking on the TV show here in Austin. He went and tried to infiltrate the place and tried to burn the place down. And he's probably out by now, but he got 11 years in prison. And we document that case in the book about how he tried to burn the place down. So anything that you hear Mike Hansen or anybody else say, you know, just be real careful about going up there trying to get in, because I don't think you're going to be able to get in. They got cameras. It's well guarded now. And they even have listening devices in the trees. So even if you try to sneak through the woods like we did, I don't think you're going to be able to get in as easy as we did.
All right. Well, how did you get in?
Even the History Channel lately here, Dr. Stan, they tried to do a re-entry from the river, and Alex Jones was involved in that, and they got caught. Alex Jones didn't get caught, but the two or three people from the History Channel got caught and got arrested. So they are arresting people for trying to get in there present day. So I just wanted to warn, put my disclaimer out there. You know, all my Patriot friends out there and all my other friends, just be real careful if you're thinking about trying to sneak in there this year.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, how did you get in, Mary? You consulted Mary Moore, who's been studying this for 25 years. She comes from the left, but sincerely concerned about the power structure, as we should all be concerned. I don't care whether you're on the left, on the right, in the middle, you got a pointed head. Everyone should be concerned, because the foundation of the beliefs of this organization and their practices come from the occult. I'm sure many people who attend don't even understand what it's really all about, the symbolism of the sacrifice, the symbolism of the traditions. But here is the power structure that rules America. Meeting on a regular basis, planning your future, and ultimately the demise of our nation. Going right ahead. Tell us then what happened. You talked to Mary, and what happened? What did she
do? Well, Mary Moore introduced us to a lawyer there in Northern California that knew a lot about the Bohemia Grove, and he suggested not to. Alex Jones wanted to go up through the Russian River. Rent some boats and go up through the Russian River and go up through the mountains. And he suggests that, you know, we'd probably be killed doing that. We'd probably fall down a cliff or something and kill ourselves. He suggests, why not just walk on through the gates like you were a member of the Bohemia Grove or a guest of one of the Bohemia Grove billionaires. So what we did was we got some real preppy clothes, and kind of dressed us up like how they dress, you know, kind of older looking. You know, at the time, I think I was in my mid 30s and Alex was in his mid 20s. And, you know, we looked too young to be a part of that bunch. So they kind of dressed us, a little bit older. And, I think Alex even wore some kind of cap or something to make him look a little older. And what I had a bag on my shoulder, kind of like a handbag, but a lot bigger. And we had a secret camera in a pager. You know, the technology back then wasn't as good as it is now. I mean, you can have a camera and a phone these days. The technology's changed a lot since back in 2000. And we had a pager on the handbag, and the pager led to a camera that was inside the bag, a regular size video camera. And for the first hour, that's how we filmed. We only had 2 hours worth of tape. And the second hour, we had to get somewhere and put another tape in the camera because it was only a 1 hour tape. So the lawyer, he suggested that we just walk on through the gate like we're part of the Bohemia Grove. But when we got to the Bohemia Grove, July 15, 2000, something told us that wasn't going to fly. So we decided to go through the woods. Alex said, let's go through the woods and come up into the parking lot and go from there. So that's what we did. We made our way through these kind of ivy, swampy lands, look like kind of poison ivy type things. And, you know, I kind of draw back to when I used to go hunting with my grandpa. You know, he says, be real quiet. And every stick made noise. Every time, you know, you stepped, it was a crunch, crunch, crunch. So it wasn't a quiet infiltration. It was pretty loud. And, you know, it was a lot of dead sticks and branches and everything else, and you would have to kind of step on the branches to not to get your loafers muddy, because you know when you got into the Bohemian Grove, people are going to wonder why your loafers are all muddy and everybody else is clean. So we were having to watch out for that too. And we got into the parking lot, and it just so happened when we got into the parking lot that one of the guards had went out of the building and was turning the other way. And right when he looked at me, I decided I'll just put my hand on this Mercedes-Benz handle like I was getting out of it. So that's probably what he thought, you know, that I was getting out of that Mercedes-Benz. So it didn't look as, you know, he didn't see us coming out of the forest like, he had just happened to turn his the other way when we came out of the forest, and that's what saved us at that point. And then, you know, I told Alex, you can hear me on the tape saying, well, we're in, and he says, no, we're not in, we're just in the parking lot, because there's like three phases of checkpoints to get into that place. So we were just in to the first checkpoint into the parking lot, because you have to check in just to get into the parking lot. You have to check in with the guard station. But it's a lot heavier guarded now than it was back in 2000.
And then, of course, you attached yourself to a couple of older men.
Well,
tell that part of the story, got on the bus. And so what happened after that? You're in the parking lot.
Well, we were in the parking lot, and I seen these two old-looking men. They were probably in their 70s, maybe getting closer to 80, but they were a lot older than us. And I remember reading somewhere, doing some research on it, that, you know, a lot of these men in here had some homosexual activity going on, and that they had that they would bring in, you know, porn stars later on. I didn't know it at that point, but later on I found out that they bring in porn stars to service these guys, a lot of them. And so I decided, well, let's go over and, you know, I told Alex, let's go over and get with these two guys. That'd be our only way to get in. So we went over, and I just started saying, oh, how you doing this year? Like I knew them from last year or something. And I just, it started, you know, chit chatting with them. And you could tell these old men didn't know us from the lady in the hills, but you know they were nice about it. And so when the bus showed up, I call it the owl bus because it has a big owl on the bus, and then it's a BC for Bohemia Club. And we got on the bus with these two old men. It was just four of us on the open Airbus. It kind of looks like one of these old World War II trucks, but no top on it. Kind of like a diesel and a half, if anybody knows what that is in the Army. But it's no top on it. You sit on benches on the top, and it's been repainted like a gray and has a big owl on it. And you can see this on the tape somewhat, because when the bags swings around, you can kind of see the from the secret camera, you can kind of see the bus that I'm talking about. And these old men started talking about their robes, you know, how much did they pay for their robes? And you know, I kind of punched Alex in the stomach and said, well, we don't have any robes. What are we going to do when we get in there? Because, you know, I figured everybody was walking around in robes, even out in the opening. And so, you know, that these old men got us through the other two checkpoints. I guess the guards knew them, and the guards just assumed that we were with these two old men.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Mike Hansen. His book, The Bohemian Grove, available by calling 1-800-544-927.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space. Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Mike Hansen. Mike, do you have a web page or any place you can go? I know you have some of your video footage up on the Internet, or it is available on the Internet, this program that was done over in Great Britain. Basically, of course, in England and other places throughout the world, they show this
television program. This was not shown generally on our Netflix here. The History Channel did have a short program with Alex Jones on it that showed the people trying to sneak in from the Russian River. But they sort of ridiculed it, you know. It really wasn't that big a deal. But what about your site? Where can people get your information? We do carry your
Dr. Folks. Stan, I also noticed on the History Channel that they didn't play any of the footage that was taken inside the Bohemia Grove. Their lawyers supposedly told them that they couldn't do it. So I was pretty shocked about that.
Okay, go right ahead.
You can watch the secret rulers of the world, and also you can watch a bunch of the old classic Alex Jones footage from all different kind of subjects that I'm putting up on the web at Mike Hansen Archives, and that's on YouTube. It's free to anybody that wants to go there and watch it. And we, you know, if anybody wants to write me there, we also answer questions. We have a full-time person, Nate Thomas, that takes care of that site, and we appreciate him doing that. It's Mike Hansen, Hanson, Archives, and it's on YouTube. And somebody started, after your program last night, I was appreciative of that, started a Facebook page for my book. And that's at Facebook/Cult of Conspiracy. And they talk about the book on there, and I thought that was pretty interesting that somebody started that.
Well, I'm glad they did. We just want to get this information out. But you go right ahead. Now, basically, of course, you and Alex have gotten in. There are apparently three checkpoints. You got through all of them with this these two older men, and so now you are in the Bohemian Grove. And what's it like? Is it just big, beautiful redwood forest?
It was a huge, real big trees. You know, I'm from Texas, so, you know, I've never seen any kind of trees that big. I mean, they're huge. They're as big as round as, you know, four or five persons, some of them, and just huge. You know, if you look at some of the pictures, even the 40-foot stone owl, is the trees are just so much bigger than the owl that, you know, the trees, some of them are probably 100, you know, feet high compared to 40-foot if you look at some of the pictures that we took in there. My name supposedly... Mike Hansen, I was under the cover name of David Hancock, and Alex Jones was under the name, supposedly, of Mike Richardson. So when somebody would, you know, Alex had told me, you know, over and over, you better get your name right. You better, you know, say you're David Hancock when somebody asked you who you are. And I said, okay, I got it, Alex, I got it. You know, we were confronted in there by you know, different people, and they'd say, what's your name? And the very first time somebody confronted Alex, Alex Jones gave my name out, David Hancock, and then left me standing there with no name. So that's some of the funny things that happened in there. You know, when you get in there and you're as scared as we were, you know, you make mistakes. But if you make enough mistakes, they're going to discover who you are, and you're going to get arrested. And I sure didn't want to end up on that altar out there. So I was trying to be as careful as I could, and we were trying to stay away from people as best we could. I was trying to hang on to these old men as long as I could, but these old men kind of shrugged us off when we got inside. They kind of went their own separate way and left us, you know, not knowing what to do. So we kind of just ducked into this area where there was a bathroom and a big fireplace. I guess they call it, you know, where they go in there and maybe have a few drinks or something. And we kind of ducked in there for a while. But every time we ducked into a place, you know, people would start asking questions. You know, if you're not from there, you know, people can start realizing that you're not from there. Most of the time, we would just tell them we're with the Hillbilly Camp, which is the George Bush camp. And it kind of worked for a while there because, you know, we have Texas accents, kind of like George Bush. But, you know, my accent is real, not fake, like his.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, then you're able to stay there, and the program goes on. They have their dinner, and then they're going to have the feigned human sacrifice. Is that right?
Well, they had the dinner under the redwood trees, but the problem with having the dinner is we didn't have a place, Matt. We didn't have nowhere to sit, so we had to really hide out. We kind of hid out in their camp area up in the mountains. The where they sleep and at night is kind of up in the hills, and it's really kind of a luxury campsite. They have grand pianos sitting out in the middle of the redwood forest, which I thought was pretty strange, and, you know, real nice paintings, probably, you know, worth thousands of dollars just sitting out. I guess y'all don't get that much rain up there or something, because they're just sitting out in the middle of the redwood forest. There is a tent over the beds and stuff, but mostly it's kind of out in the opening, kind of like open air camping. But it's very cool there. The climate is very nice there. Low humidity and very nice compared to what I'm used to here in Texas. You know, it's over 100 degrees here already, and it's just real cool, like in the 70s, 60s there up in those mountains. And I can see why they like to go there for a camp out, because it's very, very nice weather.
All right, so basically then you see them getting ready for this ceremony, this feigned human sacrifice. At least we hope it's a feigned human sacrifice. What happens?
Well, after they eat, they all kind of mosey over to the, let me tell you about what they do after they eat. Most of these old men, after they eat, they kind of have another ceremony where they, I guess they kind of mark their territory on the trees. They either pick out a real nice redwood tree and kind of pee on it, or either they kind of get cozy to two or three other men and kind of pee on their shoe, because I've had a couple of them pee on my shoe. And it's like a bathroom 3 feet away, but they're all peeing on this kind of sidewalk area, and it's all running down the side of a sidewalk, kind of down on a mountain, kind of running down the hill. It's actually something to see.
We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network. But I guess I can't. Whoops.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Morty Mike Hansen. We're talking about when he and Alex stuck in the morning years ago. And so basically, now, of course, people are urinating on one another's shoes and on the trees. And even though there's certainly a bathroom just a few feet away, this is part of the ritual of the Bohemian Grove. Go right ahead.
And everybody's slowly making their way over to the lake. They call it the lake where they have the ritual. And there's we actually got some footage from the other side of the lake in the daytime, but we didn't know what it was at the time. It just showed up on the video, and we figured it out later that was the owl. But the owl dwarfs in comparison to the trees. That the trees are 100 feet tall, and the owl is 40 foot tall. So across the lake, in the daytime doesn't look like it does at night because they light up certain things about the owl that makes it look more like a horned demon owl at night, and you can really, really tell what it is at night and see the altar on fire. They call this ceremony cremation of care, and supposedly this is in front of, some people call it Moloch, and in the Bible it was sacrificed by burning children. They were offered up by their own parents, even, I understand, and they have a floating coffin that comes across in a boat. They call that dull care. And this whole ceremony was captured on tape by, at that time, we were on our second hour of tape, so we didn't have that much tape left, and we actually did have tapes back then. These days, I don't even think they have tapes. They just put it on a microchip in the camera. But Alex had cut out, we got rid of the pager camera because we didn't think that would be good enough. So he cut out a hole out of the bag while we were up in their campsite. He got one of their knives out of a drawer and cut out part of the bag and stuck the camera up inside the bag where it was sticking out of the bag just a little bit, but people couldn't see it. And he was kind of aiming the bag at the altar. So that's how he was able to get the footage. But if you look at the original footage, it's kind of crooked and off to the side. But with the technology they have, the editors, they were able to increase the distance. They got it more close up to the for the people looking at the edited version of it, and they also turned it where it wouldn't be so hard to watch, because the original footage is kind of hard to watch because of the way it was taken, or the angle it was taken.
All right, fine. So what basically happened, Mike?
But, you know, for anybody out there, you make your own decision. You can go and watch that on the internet anytime, anywhere, probably. It's on the internet. Basically, we were in the back of the crowd of a bunch of old men. At the time, they were probably, you know, had a few drinks in them, and they were hooting and hollering. When the subject came across in the coffin across the lake, you know, I really didn't know what was going to happen at that time. But you had, let me just set the scene. You know, you have this 40-foot stone owl, and then you have an altar in front of the owl, and then you have a bunch of men on this kind of a platform or a stage type thing around the owl, and I call them Ku Klux Klan robes. They kind of look like, you know, what you see on TV sometimes, but they're different. The priest had a different color robe. You know, most of them had different color robes on. And when they put the baby or the whatever they were sacrificing on the altar, you know, they had a bunch of different, you can hear all the stuff that they talk about, but you know, they talk about midsummer and they to get rid of their cares. Supposedly what this is doing is they're out here doing all these bad deeds out here in the real world, and they go to Bohemia Grove to get rid of their care. You know, that, you know, let's just throw it all away and we'll start over next year and start doing all these wars and all these bad things to the public again next year. But what we did to them this year, let's just, you know, do away with it to the devil, God. That's what I got out of it. Now, what somebody else gets out of it, that might be a totally different interpretation, you know, because in the book.
Now, the figure they're sacrificing, you can hear it screaming over the loudspeaker.
Oh, yes. It's intense. It's very intense, screaming, pain. These men that are around me are loving it. You know, it was scaring me to death, and then they had this big explosion, and I about fell over the top of somebody else, and, you know, I kind of just blew it off and told the guy next to me, oh, well, they didn't do that last year, you know, like I was there last year. So I kind of, you know, you have to kind of be careful because, you know, these men there are not dumb men. These people are billionaires, and, you know, they're going to figure out sooner or later, the longer we were only there, you know, 4 to 6 hours, you know, 5 hours, you know, there was just a matter of time before these people found out that we're not a part of them. So it was kind of like an acting job that we had to do. We really had to act like one of these robber barons type people on their holy day. And that was kind of hard to do, being a Christian, you know, having to sit there and almost worship a stone owl in front of all these people. Of course, I didn't do it. I refused to do it, and I wasn't going to do it. And, you know, thank God that it wasn't that many people that were really paying attention. You know,
hold that thought, Mike. We'll be back here in just a moment, I guess. Mike Thompson, the story is the Bohemian Grove. Back in a moment.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I guess this morning, Mike Hansen. Mike, I'm going to have to let you go. Do you have any parting thoughts before we let you go?
Well, if you want to really see what happened there, just go to my YouTube site, and they kind of really document the whole event. But if you really want to know what happened, get the book from Dr. Stan, because it's over 450 pages of a sighting journalism, I would say, and I think it's a very, very, very good book, and I think you'll enjoy it. And if y'all have any questions, just hit me up on YouTube. We'll be sure to get back with you. And God bless you, Dan, for having us on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret groups out there, these people. Many of them belong to multiple ones. Certainly, George Herbert Walker Bush, remember the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, former director of the CIA, former president of the United States, and deeply involved with Masonry, all of the secret and occult organizations. So understand that some of them only like poor little Georgie, George Bush, why he just belongs to Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. But they don't let him in all the other organizations because he's really not smart enough. And I've met George Bush. I've talked to George Bush. I've shaken George Bush's hands. And I can see why they don't want him in all the other organizations. But anyway, be that as it may, I understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there really are elite groups. And they have all of them to confuse you because basically they are all working towards the same goal, and that is an elite group that rules the world. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. It is available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you don't want to put the money out, go to my website, radioliberty.com, and you can watch my presentation, because the book came from the talk rather than the talk coming from the book. And then, of course, you need to hear my DVD on the forbidden secret, my DVD on the dark secret, taking you into the occult organizations from whence this all comes. This movement's been around for 3,000 years. You want to read about it from the other side, from the point of view of people who think it's wonderful? We have Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America, where he tells you that for 3,000 years they've been planning to use the United States to bring about the one world government, the New World Order. And that's why we have our troops stationed, certainly in 130 nations, 800 to 900 foreign military bases. We're not defending ourselves against the terrorists. We're promoting the terrorists so we can justify having our bases throughout the world as the forerunner to the world empire under the ruling elite and under the coming Antichrist. And when you understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, it all begins to make sense. But they cannot let the American people know that. And, of course, so many of the people who are involved in these organizations are deeply involved in the occult and worship the other god. And believe me, they believe there are two gods. One is Lucifer, one is the god of the Bible, and Lucifer is the one who will give you freedom. There are no restrictions. Do what thou wilt. That's the whole of the law. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power.